You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
In the midst of all of our problems, we can rejoice and be glad. Jesus is coming again.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father in heaven, things often happen in our life which bring us grief we can hardly bear. Comfort all those who grieve and assure them they need not grieve as those who have no hope. By the power of your Holy Spirit, move them to repent of their sins, to turn to Jesus Christ, and to place in their hearts a living hope of everlasting life in heaven. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. Thousands of parents each year hear the tragic news that one or even several of their children have been suddenly taken from them through death. Many of us are often unaware of the impact these tragedies have on families. Only those who experience it can identify with the unbearable grief and agony which occurs after such an event. For many parents, this means total despair. They are convinced life is no longer worth living. Their grief is a grief which contains no hope. During the past several years, there has been a rapid growth of a unique organization formed to help people in these times of crises. Chapters of this organization now exist in every region throughout the country. Spokesmen for these groups, called Compassionate Friends, claim membership will double by next year and then continue to multiply. Members of these clubs are parents who have lost one or more of their children through a car accident or some other tragedy. They meet once a month to express their grief to others who have gone through similar situations. They believe that by doing this, their grief is more bearable. They also find it easier to express their grief in the company of others who share common experiences. For many of the members, meeting together provides the only relief in a time of hopeless despair. The Bible teaches that in the midst of such tragedies, those who believe in Christ have a living hope. We learn of this hope from the Word of God when we read in the book of Thessalonians, which says, "We do not want you to be ignorant about those who sleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who sleep in Him. When Jesus returns, it will be a glorious day for all who have trusted in Him as their Savior. They will see Him face to face. They will be reunited with Him and all their relatives and friends who died in the faith. There will also be present those who have rejected Him during their earthly life, and also those who have remained indifferent and unconcerned about Jesus and God's plan of salvation. For these people, our Lord provides a clear warning when He says, 'The Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They shall be punished with an everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power.' The clear teaching of the Holy Scriptures concerning the second coming of Jesus Christ should move all of us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ seriously. Our Lord in His grace invites us by the power of this same gospel to turn to Him and to be totally assured of a living hope. Through the power of the Word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit, we can be assured that we will be someday among those who will enthusiastically welcome the return of Jesus Christ. Already in this life, in the midst of any tragedies whatsoever, we who believe in Jesus do not have to grieve as those who have no hope. It is no sin to grieve and to shed tears when a family member or a close friend is suddenly taken from us through death. In fact, the Bible records where men of great faith were overcome with grief when a close friend or fellow worker was suddenly called home to be in heaven with the Lord. The Gospel of John reveals that Jesus Himself wept at the grave of His good friend Lazarus. Our Lord understands our grief. He even expects us to have grief. However, He does not want us to grieve like those who have no hope. By the sending of His Son Jesus Christ into the world to die for our sins and to be raised again from the dead, our Lord has provided a plan whereby all those who grieve can have hope in the midst of their sorrow. Because of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, it is now possible for all people to possess absolute assurance of eternal life in heaven. When man first rebelled against God, sin entered into the world. The consequence of this sin is eternal death. Because of our sin, we are destined to be eternally separated from God. When Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the dead, the power of death was defeated. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we no longer have to live in fear that death is eternal. We no longer have to grieve that we will never see those who have died in Christ. As soon as we become one with Christ by faith in Him, the sting of death is removed. His victory over death is revealed to us in the Word of God when we read, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." As a consequence of Christ's victory over death, all those who believe in Him as the Son of God and as their Savior from sin can repeat the beautiful confession of Job, who said with total confidence, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and that He shall stand at the latter day upon this earth." Total adjustment to the death of a family member or friend is very seldom easy. In many situations, it is never completely accomplished. There seems always to remain a scar of latent grief. Experts who have spent years studying death and dying estimate that nearly 30% of all people treated each year for mental illness need help because of their taboos and misconceptions about death. These difficulties are not limited to personal lives of individuals. They often affect other surviving members of the family and even the stability of the family unit itself. It is further estimated that 90% of all parents whose children are suddenly taken from them experience problems in their marriage. Surveys reveal that as high as 70% of these marriages eventually end up in separation or divorce. In addition to the complications in marriage itself, alcoholism often becomes a problem. Many of you listening today have no doubt heard of family situations where the room of the deceased person remains untouched for years. The bed, clothing in the closets, and all other personal items remain undisturbed. Everything possible is done to retain the memory of the individual who has passed from this life. In most situations, this is an attempt to avoid facing the reality that a loved one is no longer alive. While no one can deny the existence of intense psychological and emotional pressures which accompany the death of a loved one, we must always be on guard that these pressures do not overtake us. We need to pray daily to our Heavenly Father that He will strengthen us by His Holy Spirit. While a firm belief in the coming again of Jesus Christ does not bring those whom we love back to life, it does provide us with a living hope. Our Lord admonishes us in His Word to encourage each other in our grief by reminding one another regularly of this hope. The Holy Scriptures teach that those who believe in Christ can look forward to be reunited with others who have preceded them in death. In fact, a rather detailed description is given to us in the Word of God. Let me read it to you. According to the Lord's own words, we tell you that we who are still alive and who are still left till the coming of the Lord will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with a voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. All through history, belief in the return of Jesus Christ has provided a living hope in the lives of millions. This hope is not limited to the anticipation of some dramatic event. It is a deep realization that with this event, many promises by the Lord himself will be fulfilled. Those who have died in Christ will be gloriously and forever reunited with their friends. They will live forever in paradise without problems, suffering, tears, or despair. The belief that Jesus Christ will return is not merely some idea that has developed in the Christian church over the years. As the Son of God, Jesus himself spoke of his return. He said, "I will come again and receive you unto myself." Other sections of the Holy Scripture also remind us of the second coming of Christ. In the book of Hebrews we read, "Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear our sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him." In the first chapter of the book of Acts, a historical account of the early Christian church, we read the words of the angels present at the ascension of our Lord Jesus. When Jesus ascended into heaven, a white cloud hid him from the sight of the disciples. The angels who were present said to the disciples, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way as you have seen him go into heaven." Not all people today have the living hope. The Holy Scriptures reveal to us that only those who die believing in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and their Savior from sin will return with him in glory. If we or any of our family or friends depart this life without trusting in Jesus Christ for salvation, there is reason for grief and despair. The Holy Scriptures announce in the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved." Jesus also taught that salvation was possible only by believing and trusting in him. He said, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Our Lord continues by saying, "Whosoever puts his faith in the Son has eternal life, but whosoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him." Thousands and even millions of parents around the world live in constant fear that their children will be suddenly and forever taken from them through death. Many children and young people today fear their parents or close friends will be suddenly removed from their presence through death, never to be seen again. The good news is that we do not have to live in this type of fear. We do not have to be constantly anxious that those whom we love will be removed from us forever. They may be taken from us, but this is only temporary. The Bible teaches that we can be absolutely confident and trust in his promise that he has arranged everything whereby all Christians will be reunited with those who have died trusting in their Lord Jesus. Are you trusting in what was accomplished for you when Jesus suffered and died on the cross? Do you believe that the Scriptures, as they speak to you, revealing that God so loved you, that he sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you, and that if you believe this, you will not die eternally, but will be saved forever? Turn to your Lord today. Confess your sins. Because of his love and grace, he will forgive your sins. He will forgive you all your sins, no matter how evil or wrong they may be. When you confess your sins and turn to your Lord, you will not have to live in fear that these personal sins will condemn you on Judgment Day. When you turn to Christ, you can look forward with absolute assurance and not in fear of his second coming. When he returns, you will be able to joyfully greet him as your Savior and not as your judge. The knowledge of the return of Jesus Christ is especially important during times of personal crises such as death. However, this same hope affects all areas of the Christian life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, this hope adds strength to our inner spiritual life. It provides joy to our heart and soul. This living hope enables us, in the midst of our everyday problems and challenges, to say with St. Paul, "The difficulties we go through during the present time are not to be compared with the glory that is soon to be ours." Have you been grieving over some tragedy in your family or your life? Have you been despairing because of recent difficulties? Let me encourage you by sharing with you the comforting promises of the Holy Scriptures. Let me read to you the words of our Lord directly from the Bible. "Now we don't want you, my brothers, to be in any doubt about those who fell asleep in death, or to grieve over them like the rest of men who have no hope. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, then we can believe that God will just as surely bring with Jesus all who are asleep in Him." Here we have a definite message from the Lord. It is that those who are still living when He comes will not in any way precede those who have previously fallen asleep. One word of command, one shout from the archangel, one blast from the trumpet of God, and the Lord Himself will come down from heaven. Those who have died in Christ will be the first to arise. Then we who are still living will be swept up with Him into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. After that, we shall be with the Lord forever. So, by all means, use this message to encourage one another. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Father in heaven, when we grieve over the death of our loved ones, send your Holy Spirit to remind us that we do not have to grieve like those who have no hope. By the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have provided a plan whereby all men can have a living hope. Draw us to you. Help also those whom we love to accept your plan of salvation and your absolute assurance of eternal life. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Listening to a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your own life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Media Programs Department of the International Lutheran Layman's League.